For this Monday, September 23rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. USI school officials say this week Indiana students can submit their undergraduate admission applications for free. According to a press release, this is in conjunction with the College Go campaign sponsored by the Indiana Commission for Higher Education. School officials say students should apply by midnight on September 27th, that's this Friday, to ensure the fee is waived. They say in addition to consideration for acceptance, applicants will also receive consideration for merit-based scholarships. Coming up tonight from 5:30 until 6 here on Posey County Radio, it's both the Mount Vernon and North Posey football coaches shows. The Mount Vernon show will be broadcasted live from United Fidelity Bank in Mount Vernon. The host, Alan Buck, will talk with Wildcats head coach Justin Fisher. You can listen to the show on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Wildcats had their three-game winning streak snapped on Friday with a 48-20 loss at Forest Park. The Mount Vernon football team is now 3-2 on the year and will be home for their Week 6 game this Friday against Boonville. The North Posey Football Coaches Show will be live from Straw's Scoops in Poseyville. It can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher will be joined by Vikings head coach Waylon Schenk. North Posey suffered their first loss of the season last Friday at home against Heritage Hills 43-7. The Vikings are now 4-1 overall and will welcome Tecumseh for their Week 6 game this Friday night. Now, if you can't listen to the show live tonight, both shows will be archived on our website at PoseyCountyRadio.com. From the local high school sports scene tonight, Mount Vernon JV football is at home, taking on Forest Park at 5:30. Mount Vernon girls soccer plays host to Central at 5, and Wildcats boys tennis is at home playing Boonville at 5 o'clock. North Posey JV football journeys to Heritage Hills for a 6 o'clock kickoff. North Posey boys soccer travels to Mount Carmel for a 5:30 match, and Vikings boys tennis stays home to play Wrights at 4 o'clock. Switching to professional sports, Week 3 action in the NFL yesterday saw the Indianapolis Colts earn their first win of the young season as they topped the Chicago Bears at home 21-16. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 23 times for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Bears only rushed for 63 yards as a team. Their quarterback Caleb Williams finished 33 for 52 for 363 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Indy improves to 1-2, and Chicago falls to 1-2. Next week, the Colts host the Steelers, and the Bears welcome the Rams. The Green Bay Packers had no problem with the Tennessee Titans in Nashville as the Packers cruised to a 30-14 win. The Packers rushed for 188 yards as a team, and Titans quarterback Will Levis was 26 for 34 for 260 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Green Bay jumps to 2-1, and Tennessee is still winless at 0-3. Next week, the Packers are back at home to play the Vikings, and the Titans head down south to square off against the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. From Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals finished off the home slate of their schedule with a 2-1 win over the Cleveland Guardians on Sunday. The Redbirds took 2 of 3 in the series, and closer Ryan Helsley racked up his league-leading 47th save of the year. St. Louis improves to 2 games over .500. They are now 79-77. The Cardinals are off today before starting their final 6-game road trip in Colorado tomorrow evening against the Rockies. The Chicago Cubs blanked the Washington Nationals 5-0 at home yesterday. The Cubs won 3 of 4 in the series and now sit at 80-76 on the year. Chicago heads to Philadelphia tonight to start a 3-game set with the Phillies at 5:40. The Cincinnati Reds got shut out at home by the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-0. Cincy slips to 76-81 overall. The Reds will have tonight off and travel to Cleveland for a short 2-game series against the Guardians tomorrow night. And that wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, September 23rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. As always, for news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.